Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. 10 days have passed of this blessed month, and we've so far discussed Allah and me at the awareness dimension. Before we move on to the emotional relationship with Allah, let's recap so as to get a general overview. We've understood that Allah is our creator as well as the creator of everything around us, and as such, He is the one who takes care of all our needs. The purpose of this creation was to manifest His perfection, one of which is a being who achieves this perfection through his or her own free will or out of choice. All of us want success, happiness, eternal beauty, understanding, and tranquility, but we have to realize that this is not achieved except through a strong relationship with Allah, who is the cause and owner of all these perfections. The key question is therefore, how do we make the choice? Well, this is how it works, and pay good attention because in this lies the secrets of all secrets. When I begin the journey, I understand in a very blurry and weak understanding that Allah has created me and I'm dependent on Him, and as such, I like to worship Him. This understanding creates faith and other emotions which pull me towards Allah. And so I wake up in the morning and I face different situations, such as getting out of bed on time for Fajr Salah, or dealing with my cranky toddler, or listening to my work colleague criticizing my work, or coming across a haram image in the news, and the list goes on. All of these are very small events, but in each of them, I have to make a choice based on my very vague understanding and emotional attachment. What happens is that each moment I choose the right step to take based on what Allah and His Messenger have instructed me, I am expressing my choice to accept Allah's authority and guardianship over me. When I control my anger and deal with my toddler in a nice, respectful way, and when I turn the page of the newspaper without staring at that image, I'm actually showing that, yes, what I understood of Allah, I actually believe in it. And this expression further increases my love and emotional attachment to Allah. Each of these moments are steps that take me from darkness to light, closer and closer to Allah. And as the Quran talks about it, His wilaya. Wilaya is the guardianship of someone over someone else. When we express in our actions that yes, we believe in Allah and we give Him the authority to decide what we should do, then we have come under His wilaya. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. And as a result, يُخْرِجُهُم مِّنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. He takes us out of darkness and into light, guiding us towards a greater understanding and a more profound faith and love. The more we carry on doing this day in and day out, the stronger this wilaya and allowing Allah to take charge of our affairs becomes stronger. And the end result of this is the eternal goal of the perfect human being. Those, however, who ignore that primary understanding and attachment, they have, out of their own choice, rejected the wilaya of Allah, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and took someone other than Allah as wali, أَوْلِيَاءُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتِ. The result is that يُخْرِجُونَهُم مِّنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. These fake guides and authorities, which could be our own nafs, takes them away from the light and into darkness and misguidance. And as a result, they are never able to realize their potential, resulting in nothing but regret. This is where I need to sit down, listen to this a few more times, look at the verses of wilaya all over again, and tell Allah that I shall show you that I want you to be my wali and take charge of my affairs.